Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
Person, I'm a very emotional partner. I think I'm run by my emotions. Did you guys know that some people feel their feelings privately? Have you guys heard about this compartmentalizing bullshit? Some people apparently have these polite little feelings that shuffle up to them during the day, tug on their sleeve, like, hello, excuse me. I need to be felt at some point whenever you get a chance. And you're like, oh my God, well, I'm at work right now. And you're like, oh my God, you're at work. I'm so sorry. Do you have time later? Well, I get off at 6. Okay, like 6:30. Do you have time to feel abandoned and worthless? Okay, 6:30 in the parking lot. It's a date. I love you so much. You're doing a great job at work. Bye. That's never happened to me once. Every feeling I have demands to be felt immediately. Every feeling I have demands its own parade. Every feeling I have just turns into that scene from Aladdin where he's pretending to be a prince. It's like, OMG, Taylor's hungry. This could get dicey. Needs a sandwich, now she's a bitch. Take it from me. But I'm glad I've had this year to work on this stuff because I needed it. I turned 30 2 weeks ago. And that means, thank you. And that means that I have spent the last 14 years of my life trying to get good at this, trying to get good at stand-up, trying to have the career that I am now fortunate enough to have. Thanks to all of you, honestly, yeah. And as grateful as I am, and as lucky as I am, it has really made me, this year especially, go, oh no, I don't know if I'm gonna be good at this other stuff. I mean, I know I'm a good comedian. I don't know if I'm a good person. I don't know if I'm a good parent. I don't know if I'm a good partner. This hour of material that I'm doing right now, that's like, can I have it all? I don't even know. This is not a bit, DC. I am genuinely concerned. Because I know how hard it is to do this job and be in this business and have a family. I see how hard friends of mine work at it. I also see how little work people put into it. There are a lot of people in this business who are like, you can have kids and travel. They got FaceTime now, which feels like tying your dog up outside a coffee shop and going, I can see him through the window. He's okay. And I still have a lot of childhood shit that I'm working through on my own. I don't want to put that on a kid, right? Like, I was watching a TED Talk recently. Sorry, I was watching a TikTok recently. I always get those confused. The information's still good. It's just vertical. That said, if you have childhood trauma you are still working through as an adult, you need to learn how to parent yourself as a grown-up. So I've been trying to do that in order to heal. I've been trying to parent myself. But I kind of feel like I got pregnant with me in high school. And I was not ready for this responsibility. And now I wake up every morning, totally overwhelmed, trying not to shake me. Like, okay, if I let you watch TikTok on my phone for 30 minutes, will you please stop crying? All my friends are like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I think I have colic. I kept me up all night. I love TikTok, but you know what's so funny to me about TikTok? All these kids on TikTok who are like lip syncing and dancing and like pretending they're in a music video, right? We all did that growing up, didn't we? Yeah, like alone in your room in the mirror, hairbrush, of course. But if anyone had walked in on you doing it, you would have killed yourself, right? Kids are online, like, I hope millions of people see this. It's like, you could benefit from some bullying, I think. Quite overcorrected a bit.
Watch Taylor Tomlinson Have It All, only on Netflix.